If you are a texter, you have probably seen some little pictures showing up in your messages. Not just smiley faces or frowny faces either. Hearts, flags, palm trees. They are called emoji. And I think at this point, it's safe to say Americans are really into them. Caroline Moss reports on technology and internet culture for Business Insider. She's with us from New York. Caroline, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, what is it about these little pictures? And they look like clip art, like old-fashioned clip art, that are so addicting.
You know, I think it was a sort of a slow roll for the emoji. I think once Apple made them available as its own keyboard on the phone, now it was, why bother texting? You can send a picture, you can send a heart, you can send a thumbs up. You don't have to say anything at all. It's appealing and it's pretty. And now it's spawned off so that they each represent something that's its own language.
So you're saying that it's easier? It's just easier than typing out a text to somebody?
You know, I think that it depends on who you are and who you're talking to and maybe what the nature of the conversation is. But yeah, sometimes it is easier. You know, if you know a friend is having a hard day, sometimes sending them a little heart is a quick way to say, hey, thinking of you, hope you're feeling okay, hope you're feeling better.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that heart up because it does seem like a lot of the appeal of them is that they do make you smile. They make you laugh when you see them sometimes. If somebody sends you hands clapping or pictures of, you know, I don't know, the Japanese flag, who knows? There are so many
right.
weird ones in there that it might make you laugh.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. It enhances the conversation. And you can use them across all platforms. You know, it's not something that you're just using in text. You can use them on Twitter. I think you can use them on Facebook if you're updating your status via mobile. I kind of like to think of it like back in fifth grade when you'd have to make, you know, a report and you'd be on Microsoft Word and you'd spend the majority of the time making the cover look really cool. You know, forget actually writing the report. But it just is sort of a way to, you know, decorate what you're saying. And I think that if it wasn't the truth, then it wouldn't be such a popular method of communication right now.
One of the things that is interesting about them is that they're used not just by young people or people in college, but, you know, by parents, by grandparents. Everybody's using these. How do different generations use them differently?
Teenagers are definitely, you know, frontiering the movement. I would imagine that a lot of parents and grandparents are learning emoji because they have, you know, younger kids who use them. Teenagers are probably the most savvy, and teenagers are probably the ones that sort of dictate what each emoji stands for and when you use it. There was this interesting, and it actually was reported as breaking news, what we all thought was the prayer hands emoji actually was a high five. And Twitter went crazy. I mean, everyone was up and it was almost as if like the whole world has been a lie up until now. I think it's like someone can say, oh, it was originally intended to mean this, but it almost doesn't matter. You know, if teenagers declare this is what it means, then in this case, the older generations pick up on that and it becomes universal.
Well, one does wonder if they are just a fad or if they're here to stay. What do you think?
I think they're here to stay. I don't think they're going away anytime soon. The more I see, you know, desktop apps, Twitter just integrated it on TweetDeck that you could, you could have emoji show up. Businesses and social platforms aren't predicting that it's going to go away, so they're finding ways to make their environments more conducive to emoji. It's here to stay.
Caroline Moss reports on technology and internet culture for Business Insider. Caroline, your favorite emoji is?
The prayer hands to the sky.
All right. Caroline, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.